2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 314. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
COVID-19 sparks a massive drop in mass transit riders, so UTA has to seriously cut services. Starting April 5th, there will be much fewer buses and trains going around. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, busy afternoon for President Trump. He just signed the $2.2 trillion stimulus and ordered General Motors to make ventilators under the Defense Production Act. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with rewards.
Well, for those who are out on the freeways, you're going to see, once again, light traffic and good speeds. We do have a little bit of traffic building northbound Bangor Highway around the intersections between about 3500 South to California Avenue. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible this afternoon. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
43 degrees in Salt Lake City. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Signed by the president minutes ago, a $2.2 trillion economic aid package passed by Congress, a lifeline to an economy and workforce rocked by the coronavirus pandemic. Earlier today in the House,
the vote was never in doubt.
Those in favor say aye. Aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes have it.
Just one Republican congressman, Thomas Massey of Kentucky, demanding a quorum vote, requiring more than 200 members to gather in the same room. Many members scattered across the room in the visitors' gallery to avoid getting or giving someone the virus.
For the first time, President Trump has used the authorities granted to the president by the Defense Production Act. He signed a memo today that compels General Motors to produce ventilators. Trump said in a written statement GM was wasting time. It was 9 days ago that Trump tweeted he would only invoke the act in a worst-case scenario. In New York, the epicenter of the U.S. coronavirus outbreak, Governor Andrew Cuomo announcing a total of 519 deaths in his state blamed on the novel coronavirus.
The increase in the number of cases continues. We still see that trajectory going up.
44,000 people in New York testing positive. It's where more medical students are graduating early to help in the battle against the coronavirus.
Medical students in their final year at Columbia University will graduate a month early and be offered temporary employment at New York Presbyterian Hospital so they can help with the COVID-19 pandemic. In a letter to students, the school said world events have disrupted what otherwise would be a joyous conclusion to your years of hard work. NYU is doing the same, as are a number of other medical schools around the country, to help alleviate the stress in the nation's hospitals.
ABC's Aaron Katursky, a giant Navy floating hospital, the Mercy, has arrived in Los Angeles to help during the coronavirus outbreak. The USNS Mercy can hold up to 1,000 patients. It has 800 Navy medical workers on board, ready to accept patients in about a day or two. You're listening to ABC News.
And breaking news on KSL News Radio. We just learned Governor Herbert's going to hold a news conference at the state capitol in 45 minutes at 4 o'clock. He's calling it an update on how to slow the spread of COVID-19. We're going to carry Governor Herbert's news conference live 4 p.m. right here on KSL News Radio. So stay with us now. The KSL in-depth in the past few days. You probably heard somebody say this stay-at-home thing is solving the global warming problem. Well, temporarily, yes, but here in Utah, where we can have hideous air quality at times, we wondered if the air is actually cleaner with people working from home. So we asked Jared Mendenhall of the Utah Department of Environmental Quality.
Certainly, if social distancing was happening during the months of December or January, we would see great improvements in air quality. We'd be able to measure those. And so we do know that emissions are down because we're seeing that there's, you know, about 30 or 40% fewer cars on the road. The issue that we're running into is that during the springtime, we have really incredibly good air quality in the Salt Lake Valley. So we're having a hard time detecting how much that improvement is.
The DEQ is hoping people get used to this work from home thing and do it more often come wintertime.
The thing that we hope happens is that people that are now teleworking, they're using their car less, they're recognizing that maybe they don't have to go to the grocery store every day. a few things like that, that when we do get into a situation where we're going to have another pollution event, you know, that'll happen again come in this coming winter, that people will recognize they're able to work from home, they're able to telecommute, and that they don't necessarily need to use their car as much as they do. And that'll help that, you know, if people can start implementing some of those tactics next winter, that's going to definitely help with air quality.
So the bottom line, we haven't fixed global warming, but we do have a blueprint for keeping the air cleaner during inversion season, and that's not a bad thing. KSL News Time 319. Traffic now, we're brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. Ricky Meese is here. Anything going on?
It's pretty quiet out there, as we would expect. We have light traffic and good speeds. Right now, freeways in Salt Lake County all clear of delays and crashes. And if you happen to be on southbound I-15, you're looking at a nice drive from downtown all the way to Provo. Now, we have had a little bit of busy traffic. Nothing outrageous. Northbound Bangor Highway around the intersections between 3500 South and California Avenue. Steve?
So far, no crashes, no delays, wide open speeds for those traveling on I-15, both directions, north and southbound, between downtown Salt Lake City and Ogden. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and here's your 7-day forecast with Dan Guthrie.
Our unsettled weather pattern will continue as we make our way into the weekend and the start of next week. Today, up to 46 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Could have a couple light scattered showers, but again, for the most part, we're just talking about partly cloudy skies out there. Same deal on Saturday. We'll have some clouds, a chance for a couple scattered showers. Most of the day will be dry, though. High temperature on Saturday, up to 50. Sunday, up to 53, but Sunday we could see some scattered shower activity, and then Monday we could see a little bit left over from Sunday. But the good news is temperatures continue to warm. In fact, we're upper 50s to around 60 for most of next week. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
43 degrees in Salt Lake City on day 10 of the home version of Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
Is this the real life? Is this just
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News?
Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to
well, hello, it's me again, and I'll bet you're ready for spring and a green lawn again. I've got a tip. Don't spend a fortune hiring a lawn care company. Save some money and do it yourself. And here's how. Go to J&J Garden Center in Layton and purchase their simple, color-coded five-step fertilizer system that covers up to 10,000 square feet and will rejuvenate your lawn for just $139.98. And nobody beats J&J's price. So, for a lush, healthy green lawn, come and try J&J Garden Center's five-step fertilizer system. I promise you won't regret it. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You've got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home. J&J Garden Center.
Spring is coming, and J&J Garden Center has your simple five-step fertilizer system, J&J Garden Center.
You've been hearing us say now's the time to get an unbeatable deal on men's long-wearing fashion-forward suits during the buy one, get one suit sale happening now at all 9 Mr. Max stores. While this is true, buying one suit at $2.99 and get the second one for a dollar is a great offer. It's even better to support a family-owned and locally run business. These are unprecedented times, and the Mr. Max family has served you and yours, friends, neighbors, and fellow missionaries for over 51 years. A lot has happened this past month, but there are still plenty of ways that Mr. Max and their team can assist you in your shopping experience, including clean and spacious stores, fast free alterations, and curbside pickup service. And even if you're working from home, you're always going to need that next suit for the right occasion. And Mr. Mac has 5,000 suits in stock, sizes 36 to 56, with lots of patterns, fabrics, and fits. Mr. Mac's buy one suit at $2.99, get the second one for a dollar. We're in this together. Let's support one another by supporting local businesses. All Mr. Mac stores are still open, and City Creek location is open at the State Street entrance.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL. United Airlines says the $2 trillion economic relief bill approved today won't be enough. The company says it'll still have to lay off workers, even with the bailout. Airlines are getting $60 billion in loans and payroll grants. KSL drives. BMW is recalling some of its motorcycles. They have braking problems. Google BMW motorcycle recall to see if yours might be affected. Retail experts say the longer this COVID-19 closure business lasts, the more likely store closures will explode in the months ahead. Analysts are bracing for 20,000 retail store locations to close this year. On Wall Street, investors didn't quite react as expected after the economic relief bill was passed by the House and the president signed it. The Dow gave back 915 points. We closed the week at 21,636. The S&P 500 lost 80 points. The NASDAQ composite fell 295. KSL News Time 325. And while a couple of drugs that could be used to treat COVID-19 are getting a lot of attention in the U.S., there are other drugs being studied around the world that could eventually be used here. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas tells us which drugs they are.
Elise McDonald, a research pharmacist at the University of Utah, says those drugs include remdesivir, which was developed as a treatment for Ebola. She says federal regulators will be looking at the quality of those studies.
I think it really depends on the design of the study to know how we can value the results.
Other drugs being studied include favipiravir from Japan and umifenavir from Russia, both used to treat influenza. Umifenavir was given to healthcare workers in China to help protect them after they were exposed to coronavirus. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.